You got some very disheartening and troubling news to come out on Thursday involving Giants soon-to-be second-year corner DeAndre Baker. And DeAndre Baker and Seattle Seahawks corner Quentin Dunbar had an arrest warrant issued. Yeah, I'm not exaggerating when I say this. An arrest warrant was issued for DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar for 4 counts of armed robbery with the firearm and 4 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. And according to reports, DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar allegedly stole about $12,000 in cash, 4 watches that were valued at around $61,000, and were armed with semi-automatic weapons after losing $70,000 at a card game gone AWOL at a party 2 nights earlier. And I guess Baker instructed, a different accomplice in a red mask to shoot someone. My goodness. If indeed these allegations are true, DeAndre Baker should be done as a New York Giant. D-O-N-E, done. You're a first-round pick. You're carrying semi-automatic weapons. You're stealing cash? Stealing watches? You kidding me? Now, I'm fully aware that unfortunately, some guys in some leagues come from terrible situations. Crime-ridden neighborhoods. Things going against them. In a situation where, you know, they're the one to flourish. They're the one to survive. But there are so many holding and trying to bring you back into the old life. And bringing you back into the old way. I don't want to hear that excuse for DeAndre Baker. Because this, to me, strikes says, I'm out to get you. Are you kidding me? You're an NFL player. You gotta know better. And here's the kicker to all of this. Of course, general managers can be burned. Bill Belichick had Aaron Hernandez on his team, for goodness sakes. Enough said. It can happen to any GM. Here's the problem I have for Dave Gettleman. Dave Gettleman, for the better part of the last couple of years, has kind of preached this narrative of culture, culture, culture when it comes to the New York Giants. He traded up to go and get DeAndre Baker. 30th pick in the draft. He was supposed to be, quote, the best cover corner, the kid from Georgia. We feel like we got 3 guys that are going to impact this franchise for a long time. Well, so much for that. And all of that culture that Dave Gettleman was preaching, that he discussed with Odell Beckham Jr., that he discussed with Landon Collins, there were character flags, warning signs about Baker's maturity. A lot of the draft experts were all over this. Tony Pauline was discussing it with the New York Post. So those concerns were out there for DeAndre Baker. Now you're seeing that immature behavior taking up 10,000 notches. You can't bring him back on this team. DeAndre Baker's lucky that the situation didn't get worse for him, because it actually could have. As bad as this is, as bad as it was, it could have been worse. He's lucky nobody got shot and killed. But if you're the Giants, you can't tolerate that sort of behavior. You got your first-round pick from a year ago, charged with armed robbery, semi-automatic weapons. That's heavy, heavy stuff right there. It is a black eye for the Giants. It is an issue for them now in the secondary. They might have to get on the phone and talk to Logan Ryan. You were thinking that DeAndre Baker, along with Bradberry, was going to be your secondary, that those were going to be your two corners. Well, so much for that. And when you're flushing a first-round pick down the toilet a year in, not good reflection on you. Dave Gettleman wasn't the one who committed this, you know, embarrassing act of behavior. But he did preach a culture. And when you make a statement like that, and when you go out of your way to antagonize members of the media, and when you go out of your way to make it seem like you know more football than everybody known to man, this better than approach for a team that, let's be honest, in his tenure, has been nothing short of an embarrassment. An embarrassment. Can't preach culture and have a situation like this, whether it's your fault or not, because they ain't going to look good. Not in the least.